Investment flash.
Crypto's ripping, jobs just face planted, and private credit is leaking billions all on a Friday. This is your pre-weekend edition mashup.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 3rd, the New York edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
All right, let's start with the private credit story. It's bleeding. Blue Owl investors want out.
Blue Owl Capital. That's $4.7 billion in redemption requests from their flagship funds.
And across 20 funds tracked by the Financial Times, it's $22 billion. That's not a drip. That's a flood.
Right. And Apollo can't offload a Hispanic grocery chain because immigration raids crushed sales. That's a portfolio exit problem no one saw coming.
Gerald, your Apollo short from yesterday's London show? Remember the sell call? That's aging well.
Yeah, Gerald, your short is printing. Apollo Global down 19% year to date.
Look, I'm not gloating, but this is what happens when liquidity meets reality. Private credit was the bulletproof trade, and now it's showing cracks.
But here's the thing. Nobody's connecting this to the broader credit cycle. $22 billion in redemptions and high yield spreads aren't even blinking yet? That's the real warning.
So you're saying the next domino is high yield? If forced sales hit, that could get ugly.
Exactly. And that's why the dispersion trade RVU flagged, long bonds, long volatility, makes so much sense. But we'll get there. Tom, you've got something brighter. Japan.
Yes, Japan's industrial revival, a $2.3 trillion investment plan to rekindle animal spirits. FANUC, Yaskawa Electric, Toyota, these names are moving. The Nikkei's buzzing.
Animal spirits. Sounds like a lot of roaring and not much biting. Yaskawa Electric is trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of about 50. 50.
50 times for a robot maker? I'm sorry, last I checked, they aren't making gold bars.
That's brutal, but it is growth. Yaskawa's new factory uses one-third AI-powered robots. They're betting on regaining share in a 40% global market. FANUC's up 13% year-to-date.
All right, buddy, but you know what? Toyota, at 11 times forward earnings, that's the value play. Hydrogen combustion engines, cheap clean energy, and it's down 20% year-to-date, offering a decent entry.
I'm going to push back on both of you. The Japan trade is a yen trade. The hedged equity ETF is up 20% year-to-date, mostly because of the weak yen, not the industrial plan. If the yen strengthens, those hedges hurt.
Fair point, Marie, but the momentum is undeniable. The Nikkei is near its 52-week high, and this stimulus could be the catalyst.
To be fair, Marie's right about the currency, but I also like Kawasaki Heavy, down 29% from its high, involved in both AI, robotics, and hydrogen. That's a decent bargain.
Okay, but let's not forget the broader macro. We've got crypto squeezing, tech puts blowing out, the whole risk spectrum is flashing.
Speaking of crypto, Bitcoin pushed towards $62,000, $281 million in shorts liquidated. Ether up almost 10%, Solana 19% on the week. My Bitcoin buy from yesterday, up nicely.
Tom, I've heard cycle bottom more times than I've heard my own name. The Bitcoin ETF is still down 33% year to date. That's a dead cat bounce, mate.
But the Bitwise take today, most original, says the STRC sell-off signals a cycle bottom, not a breaking point. And Securitize tokenized $295 million on Solana and Avalanche. Adoption is real.
Calling the bottom on crypto again? That's what, the fourth this year? But the tokenization story is interesting. It's infrastructure, not just hype.
The problem is, this crypto pop looks like a textbook short squeeze, not organic demand. When the shorts are done covering, then what?
Then we see if institutions step in. Bitwise argues they will, but Gerald, you love pointing out risks, so what about tech puts?
Oh, the tech puts. Put-call ratio for tech stocks just hit its widest since 2008. The semiconductor ETF down 4.5% last session. Tom, your AI momentum is cracking.
No, that's extreme fear, and it's often a contrarian buy signal. The semiconductor ETF is still up 58% year to date. This could be the panic before the rip.
Tom, remember last quarter when you said semis were over? Now you're telling me 58% year to date isn't enough to be cautious.
That's fair, but I've learned my lesson. Contrarian indicators sometimes work.
Or it could be the start of a proper unwind after a monster run. If the AI trade rolls over, it'll drag everything, including your crypto bounce.
And then there's the jobs report. Only 57,000 jobs added in June. That's catastrophic. The Fed is now forced into a dovish corner.
So long bonds, the iShares long-term treasury ETF at its 52-week low. That's a screaming buy if yields drop.
I'll take that all day. But here's the kicker. The volatility futures ETF near its 52-week low. Volatility is priced for a world that no longer exists. If credit stress spills over, vol pops.
But Tom, if earnings start to fall, rate cuts won't save stocks. The dovish pivot helps bonds, not necessarily equities.
Fair, but that's why the dispersion trade works. You buy bonds and vol, short credit. Equities are a wild card.
Our view really captured it perfectly. The dispersion trade. Long bonds, long volatility, short corporate credit. Bet on a regime change nobody's ready for.
100%.
That's the whole story.
Quick hit. Canada and the Philippines finalizing a free trade deal. Defense ties, energy cooperation. The aerospace and defense ETF could get a bump. Philippine equities, down 3% year to date, have room.
The Canada equities ETF near its high, limited upside. But yet, Philippine equities offer better value, 14% below 52-week high.
All right, let's land it. The market is pricing two very different futures, easy money propping up risk or late cycle leverage snapping. The cleanest expression is the disconnect between equities complacency and credit's early warning.
So watch credit, watch volatility, and if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time for the weekend edition.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. Thanks for listening.
See you tomorrow again.